Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. Yes, that Kevin Pollock. What's that? No, I don't know when this will end. Why would you ask a comedian such a science-based question? Jesus, what's wrong with you? What's that? Oh, you were asking about the podcast. I don't know when that'll end up. Maybe today. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, please say hello to Chris Alvarado, King's Crossing Chris. What do you find yourself wearing most these days?
Okay, sweatpants, but yeah. Reluctantly. Yes. I'm not enjoying this.
The sweatpants?
Yeah, I like it, but then I feel like I'm liking it too much and it scares me. Like, who am I becoming? It's a whole thing.
Okay, great. Well, you're becoming comfortable, if I may.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I feel you, though. Check your ham sandwich. Craig Kakowski is in the hoose. Cacao, any thoughts on paper versus rock as a Rochambeau first choice?
Well,
paper versus rock?
Paper beats rock.
Sure. But
is that what you're asking?
If
I'm weighing paper and rock, I'm going with paper.
No, I'm asking you, in your thoughts, what do you choose to go with on the first round?
And scissors is not an option?
It wasn't, but we can make it one.
Just to be contrary, I'm going to say scissors.
Yes.
But real scissors, not the fake ones you make with your fingers.
Okay. You brought scissors to a knife fight. Pick up your ears. It's Jessica Lowe.
Woo.
The devil, you low. How do you think it'll be? Oh, wait. How long do you think it'll be before you're comfortable shaking someone's hand?
2 days.
2 days?
Yeah.
Oh, after you give the whole world's been given the thumbs up?
Yeah, I'll spray them nice and good with Lysol from head to toe and then shake their goddamn hand.
Oh, I love that. Honk, if you love hash browns, it's James Heaney time. Johnny Jim, what's become the surprise bonus for you from being self-quarantined?
I've learned how to make vegan banana pancakes, and not only can I make them, but if I make a giant batch, I can do all the work on one day and then cook it every other day in between my hash browns and eggs meals.
Well,
it's
I think
banana pancakes are great.
Let me ask the question I believe everyone's wondering. What do you consider to be a giant portion or amount?
Six large pancakes or I would say 12 small pancakes. Basically, it is six meals of pancakes, and my wife and I enjoy it for 3 days.
Joey, you had a follow-up question?
I'm sick. I can't ask
so
a question.
Good.
I'm sick.
You're sick?
Yeah. I just wanted to know, where does this concoction sit? Is it in the fridge? Is it on a counter? Is it outside?
I just leave it open on the counter, Joey. You think I'm a madman? I put
yes.
it in one of those green containers that's like Tupperware, but it keeps things fresher longer and back as deep in the fridge as it goes so that it gets a little frost on the edge.
This green container you seem to announce as if all of us know what you're talking about. Is that? Would you consider that to be the Discord of Tupperware?
Oh man, don't you start. It's going to be if we get into a Discord argument.
A Discord.
You can see it as seen on TV.
All right.
And I don't know if a lot of as seen on TV products work.
They're green.
But this
though.
One does. You can keep food in the fridge in these green containers longer than most containers.
Joe, follow-up question for you. How many meals a day are you eating?
I'll probably have two meals a day. I'll have breakfast and dinner,
right.
And then I'll snack in between.
What do you call
it? That's called lunch.
like two pickles, a handful of olives.
Wait for it. Two pickles.
Two pickles.
Are we talking pickle spears or whole?
No. The real deal Holyfield. I'm talking about the tubes.
Pickle tubes?
Pickle tubes. Now we've got a billion-dollar business. Pickle tubes.
I do have some hot dogs that expired today.
So we're going to have a cookout.
So I need to get those meat tubes in.
All right, we're coming
but
over.
But that's pretty much it.
Can you feed us from the driveway?
Yeah.
All right, let's do a damn show. Almost all of our scene suggestions gather from our Patreon VIPs as well as your listener emails. If you'd like to submit a listener's email scene suggestion, please write to the podcast at yourname here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at
alchemythis.com.
Yeah, great. Scene one comes from patron Alchemaniac Joseph, who wrote, I have a few, so pick one. And I did. And here it is. James becomes too involved with the success of Alchemy This that he has begun using improv in every aspect of his life, at home with his wife, the doctor's office, everywhere. It gets to the point where the crew holds an intervention. You are all awesome. I listen literally every day. Joseph.
I mean, this is getting out of hand, okay?
Well, what time is he supposed to be here?
He was supposed to be here 6 hours ago.
Oh, fuck.
Didn't we just have a breakfast intervention for him?
Yeah,
how many fucking interventions are we going to have for this guy?
It was a goddamn hash brown intervention.
But the last one was a hash brown intervention.
Yes.
Now this is an improv intervention.
Why not just do an all-purpose intervention for every aspect of his life?
No. We got to keep it specific to these things. He's not going to understand if we do like an all-purpose intervention.
All right.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I'm going along. It's gonna...
I need an intervention. I'm getting tired of playing myself, guys. You know what I mean? I want to be somebody else.
All right. Come on, man. It's not about you. It's about James right now. Okay.
Can I just say, yes. I can't believe this is my voice because I always do other voices. I guess this is how I talk. And I have to talk this.
You do sound strange right now.
Yeah.
It's strange.
So you're not doing anything to affect your own voice?
No, this is my like God-given voice.
That's not true. You have to be doing something.
Yeah, you're doing like a helium hit or something.
Are you serious? That's how you...
This is how I speak.
Okay. So you have just a freaky voice naturally. This is like a scary voice. Voice.
I guess if Jessica's using her natural voice, then I'll use my natural voice as well.
Great. That's how you talk?
How I talk when I'm not, you know...
Performing?
It sounds like you're not stressing all of your neck muscles at once.
No, this is very relaxed for me. It's actually to do that normal Craig Kakowski voice, that more deep resonant thing that I do, that takes a lot out of me.
It's Shakespearean. You know, based on everything else we know about you, Craig, this voice makes a lot more makes much more sense.
Really? Do you think so?
Yeah, because you're a bit of a brainiac. You're a smart guy. This sounds like that.
All right. If we're gonna be real, I can't do this anymore. I'm gonna take my skin off because this is not the way I look.
What does that mean?
Thank God.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm a little smaller than
the listeners should know. We're gathered in a Brady Bunch type display on the Zoom app, and the four of us can see Joey, and things are not what you think.
No, I'm smaller than what I normally am.
It's mostly hat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I live under my hat. I wear that beanie, but it's actually my home. If you play Dungeons and Dragons.
James!
Can you hear me?
Oh,
James, hey. Hey, buddy.
James, come on in.
Hey, James, it's Craig. Craig Kakowski.
Craig, be real. Hi. Be fucking real, Craig.
Sorry, I'm late. Somebody asked me if I had a minute, and I said yes, and I've got time to spare. And, God, we went for a long walk, and I realized I was missing things out.
Who was this person, James? That you went
I don't
with?
Know. It was a stranger, and they said, "Do you have a minute to talk?" And he wanted me to give him some credit card information and social security stuff. And I said, "Yes, yes, yes." Who's the guy sitting in for Joey?
That's me, man. This is how I actually look. I took my skin off, and I wanted to show you who I really was.
Oh my God!
Yeah, look, dude. I, in the Dungeons and Dragons universe, I guess you would call me—I don't know—like a halfling or a gnome or something like that. But yeah, that's kind of what I actually look like.
I would call you gangly.
Thank you.
James,
yep.
Joey's metamorphosis has a little bit to do with why I invited you in today. We're all sort of coming clean. We felt the need to purge emotionally and spiritually.
Yes, and I'll light some sage in order to do it as well.
Yeah, I don't want you to add anything to what I'm saying. I just want you to listen if that's cool.
Yes, I'm listening with my ears as close as I can, and now I'll listen even longer.
Okay. Craig, you want to?
James, buddy, this is what I...
What the fuck are you doing?
This is what I really sound like, okay?
Yes, I get it.
This is who I am. In a moment, Jessica's going to talk and reveal her horrific natural voice as well. But this is We're coming clean, okay? And you need to do the same. You need to admit that you've been trying to improv has its place, you know? But
give
you've
some
been
examples.
Trying to do it in all aspects of your life, and that's not right.
Give me, Craig, give us your second and third favorite example of how improv does have its place.
Improv is funny on stage.
Two.
It's funny on a podcast.
Three.
And that's about it.
Great. Chris, you had something you want. Oh.
Chris, baby, listen to me, okay? Look, I know you like doing the actors, you like doing the voices and all that stuff, but look, we got a role. It's you, baby. You got to play you, okay?
Listen, you're my agent, but you're also my friend. You know I'm a character actor.
I know. Okay? Listen, this is Avatar 3 we're talking about here, okay?
I don't want – yeah, so what? I'm handsome. Great. I'm a good actor. Cool. I don't want to be that. That's who I am every single day. I
Chris,
want
Chris,
to
Chris,
like
Chris,
these.
Come on. No, no.
These.
People like that. Chris, you're pissing me off, and I don't like that. Nobody likes that. We like your voice.
Wait,
you're
what?
You're doing you, okay? Nobody likes that going, hey, look at that. No one wants that, Chris, all right? They want you doing you, all right? Now, look, the scene is this. It's about 40 minutes. You're just reading the paper, sipping some coffee. Avatar 3. What do you think?
I mean, I trust you. Like I said, you're not just my agent. You're my friend.
I'm your friend.
Okay, Mr. Cameron, we'll see you now. Is it Chris Alvarado?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just follow me. Now, I should preface when you enter Mr. Cameron's office. Do your best to look him directly in the eyes without looking right at him.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
Oh, just give me a second. I'm going to pop in and make sure he's ready.
Big black box, bleep, blue blood.
Mr. Cameron?
Are we ready?
The next actor is ready to see you. His name is Chris Alvarado.
Okay.
I'll bring him in.
All right.
Miss Alvarado?
Yep.
Come on in.
Hey, how you doing? It's me, Chris Alvarado.
Oh, hi. How you doing? Jim Cameron, king of the world?
Cool. Mr. Cameron, before you even talk, I got a couple of things to say. One,
okay.
I love all of your movies. I think they're so good. Two, I just want to work with you.
And that's the range I can bring, sir. That's the range I can bring.
Those three characters?
I got plenty more.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, because...
Chris, what the hell are you doing then, huh?
Hey, bud,
I told you,
up?
Be you. I told you, be you. Jesus what? Fucking Chris. Do you know what you did? Do you know no. what you just did?
No.
He loved you. He wants more, all right? But he doesn't want you for Avatar 3, okay? He doesn't want you for it. He wants you to go to his house and do those acts, do those characters for a little house party he's got, okay?
What?
Super Wait. Intimate thing, super intimate. Hey, don't worry about it, all right? Look, it's going to be huge. Avatar 3. Avatar 3, right?
Okay, hey, you're not only my agent. You're my friend.
All right, yeah. Okay, good. Okay, just remember, do what you did in the audition, okay?
Hey, Lenny, is Chris Alvarado your client?
Yeah, he's my client. Yeah, what's going on? Let me get two pastrami's, no bread.
All right.
I've got a project I think he might be perfect for.
Talk to me, man. Let me get those pastrami's to go. Put them in
All
bread.
All right. You just want a stack of meat on a plate?
Yeah, put them in bread this time, though.
All right.
It's a biopic.
Yeah, go on.
That's called The James Heaney Story.
Look.
Do you want a whole bunch of mustard slathered on top of that meat?
Yeah, can I have the mustard in a Ziploc bag separate?
Yeah.
Julian, look, every time I come to this goddamn deli, you walk up to me, all right? First thing you do is you ask if you can smell my shoes. And the second thing you do is you want to pitch me some more goddamn thing. Look, your client, James Heaney?
Yeah.
He's chewing his head. This guy's doing improv everywhere, man.
Yeah, no, this is a scripted, beautiful movie, and I got Craig Kukowski to direct, so I'm telling you, this is a project your client's going to want to be in.
Wow, Craig Kukowski really came into himself when he started talking the way he does, you know what I mean? That guy really blew up, you know? Look, I'll give it a look-see, okay? I'll pitch it to Chris, see what he wants to. He's working with James Cameron, and Avatar 3. He's on Avatar 3. So we'll see what he says. I'll get back to you. You know what? I'm going to have him call you, okay?
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Please. You got my number?
I got your number. I'm going to text it to him right now.
Hey, James.
Yeah?
It's me. It's Chris.
I know who you are.
Okay, good.
I mean, I'm sorry. What's up?
No, I was giving you full context, like a three-line scene. Anyway.
No, I don't need a full context. But you know what? It was nice of you anyways.
Sure. Hey, I'm kind of going through something weird, and I feel like maybe you might be as well.
No. But if I was, I would have said something in private instead of making a big intervention out of it. How's that?
I don't know. A burn or something? Or you're mad? I think you're mad.
No, I'm not mad. But if I was...
What are you telling me, Chris? What are you talking about? He's not doing improv anymore?
No, he's saying no but constantly. No but, no but, no
Chris,
but.
Chris, this is huge. We can sell this story to TMZ, BMZ, any kind of Z we want.
Hold on. I feel bad. He's still my friend, you know?
Hey, do you want to make it in this industry, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you have still not gone to Cameron's party, which you still need to do, all right? That's this Tuesday, all right? Remember that, right? But we got to sell this.
All right, everyone. Welcome to my Jim Cameron annual Memorial Day barbecue. This is the big party of the year. Michael Biehn is here, as he is in all of my movies. And, you know, there's A-list clientele all around. But I want everyone to pay attention to this young man who's going to do a full range of characters for us. Please give it up for Chris Alvaredo. Ooh.
Please, please, please keep it down. Keep it down. I'm an old man. I can't really hear that well.
Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, welcome to the party, everybody. If you need a drink, you just let me know. Okay, I'll get you a drink. Okay, whenever you want a drink. Ooh. Okay, you want a little sandwich?
Such rage. I can get you a sandwich. I can get you a sandwich. Thank you very much, everybody.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And Chris will be available in the pool room for the rest of the day doing characters on demand.
James, this is one of the best parties I've ever been to.
Oh, you know. It's I expected this to be as good as Kevin Pollak.
Wait, were you talking to me, James Cameron?
I was talking to James Cameron.
Mr. Cameron, I'm so sorry.
Who are you, by the way?
Yeah, who
I'm
are you?
I'm James Heaney. You might know
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My friend Craig Kukowski is directing your biopic.
Yeah, it's been going kind of rough.
Really? Well, it can't be on Craig's end because he's a top-notch...
Once he started doing that voice, he really came into himself.
Yeah, he really did.
I mean,
really
he's did. A phenomenal director, and his voice is, you know.
I'm sorry, are you serving drinks here, or what are you?
No, these are both for me.
Okay.
In fact, I'll just...
Jessica, thanks for coming into the doctor's office. I've been taking a look at your vocal cord x-rays. It seems that...
Also, can I just say my butt also hurts, so can you also check that?
I just work with vocal cords. I'm sorry.
Okay. I thought you were like a top hole, bottom hole type of guy.
Top hole only.
All right.
Says it on my cards, as a matter of fact.
That's disappointing.
For you and me both. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm a straw doctor. What can I help you with?
You're a straw doctor?
Yeah, top hole, bottom hole. What do you mean?
Oh, that's... Oh, my God. That's genius. Okay, here's the thing. My voice... sounds like this now, and
yeah, terrific. It sounds horrible.
I know. It's really disappointing.
There must be something wrong with your butt. There's got to be something wrong with your butt.
Thank you so much for noticing that. Yeah, it's itchy, but it's also open.
Uh huh. Yeah. So what's happening right now is we call this a magma layer. So that's going to form into a crust, and that right there, all the air you're sucking into your butt to talk, is being captured right
oh,
there.
Oh, so it's.
Well, Jessica, you were right to seek a second opinion with an actual proctologist.
Thank you so much.
A straw doctor is not a thing. I'm not sure. Not sure where you met this gentleman.
I met him. I met him on Discord.
Oh! You got to get off of that app.
Oh
You've
yeah.
You've got to get off of that app.
Well, as you can see, I mean, he.
Yeah,
said
I'm right in there. Yeah.
You can smell my breath. It smells like shit. Uh-huh. He said it's something to do with magma, building a crust along my entire digestive line.
Okay.
Do you concur?
No, that's quackery. That is pure quackery. I mean, straw doctor really should have been a red flag right away.
It made sense to me. I didn't get it at first, and I felt stupid, but then it made total
I know.
Sense.
He explained further top hole, bottom hole, but that's clever. It's clever, but it's not a branch of medicine.
God, I...
And coming out next
Is the hot dog in a blanket, everybody? Enjoy the rest of the party.
Wow, so good. So good, Mr. Alvarado.
I wasn't feeling it, to be honest.
I got a question. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, man, whatever you need.
Are you happy with your representation? I mean, I don't want to poach, but you should be working, if I may, in theater or in front of a camera.
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking. The trouble is, and maybe you've had this experience, he's become my friend.
Your agent?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when you cut. That's when you cut bait.
Oh, that's when you cut.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Will you stay right here while I call him?
Where am I going?
Yeah. Call him now.
Hello. Chris, my man, I can't. How are you, man? My wife just gave birth, man. And this is nuts. We want you to be the father.
You want me to be the father?
Yeah, I'll raise it and all that, but we want you just to be known as the father, man. We love you so much. We named it after you, the kid, and all that. You're just such a good friend, man. You're just such a good friend.
I felt the same way. First of all, yes, I will be the dad.
Oh, that's fantastic, man. Well, what's up? Why did you want to call?
Well, because I was thinking, like, let's since we're taking this friendship to the next level, let's dial back the other stuff. You know what I mean?
Chris, can I just tell you one thing? I before we get into this other stuff, I just want you to know that working with you is the only thing I got left. And if I lose that, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm on the fucking edge. And you are okay. Just such a light. You are just such a rock in my life. And Avatar 3, you're going to be in it. It's going to be huge for us.
And, hey, just give me one sec. Give me one sec.
Yeah.
So he's saying a bunch of things that makes me feel like I shouldn't cut it right now.
Yeah, and that's a surprise to you somehow?
Oh,
I mean, what else would he do in this situation but to A, make you feel bad, and B, make sure you don't leave?
I mean, who am I talking to? Is he acting as my friend or my agent right now?
He is neither, in my opinion. He's not a good agent, and he's clearly not really your friend.
Hello?
Okay. Hey, actually, on second thought, never call me again. Go fuck yourself. I'm firing you. And I'm not your friend, and I'm not your baby's dad. Bye. That feels good.
That was incredibly powerful, wasn't it?
Yes.
Don't you feel 10 feet taller somehow?
Except now I'm floating in the world without representation, and that feels
good. You've got an agent. My name is Lenny.
Julian?
Lenny.
Julian, Chris, are you guys enjoying the party?
Yes.
Hey.
Hey, Julian. I think I want to go over to Kevin Pollak's party. He has the better Memorial Day parties, if you don't mind.
How are they better? Give me your second and third favorite things about his party.
Well, first of all, until this year, I was never invited, so I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty excited about it. But I've been hearing about these Memorial Day parties for a long time.
What was the takeaway, specifically, that you enjoyed?
I haven't been there yet. That's why I kind of want to beat this pop stand and get over there.
Oh. So you...
Yeah.
You have not yet attended one of his parties.
No.
I thought you had.
No. Have you?
Well,
tell the truth.
No, I have.
Sorry, Chris. My agent and I were kind of close. We're going to hit the road and get out of here.
Oh, you guys
good job together. On your little skits. What was that?
There weren't skits.
Listen, a great job.
Even if they were skits, they're better than all the short form you've been doing all around town, maniac.
Fucking
you know what?
187
assholes walk into a bar.
Yeah.
That's it.
Go ahead.
Cameron, these two freak improvisers are fighting in your goddamn pool room. We've got to kick them out of here.
You know, it's not a Cameron party until there's a fight.
That's 100% true. No, I'm serious. They're hurting each other. They're hurting each other. They're destroying their property.
Okay. Yeah. Shoot one of them.
All right. 101 assholes walk into a bar. Bartender says, "We don't serve assholes." And the assholes are like, "Bummer. Go for it, Alvarado."
Damn.
Yeah,
that was good.
Yeah.
I bow down.
You bow down?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I wasn't expecting that. Get up. I'll give you one. I'll give you an easy one.
No. Oh, shit. Wait, why does that guy have a gun?
I was going to shoot one of you, but this is just so entertaining.
It's called short form. I used to do it a lot, but I gave up improv.
God, I have to shoot you. Your voice is just so grating. I have to shoot you. Yes, you.
Please don't.
Shoot him, Michael Biehn. Shoot him.
Shoot him.
and just aim for the neck.
Bang!
And that's James, why we've improvised this scene, James, because this is where improv could lead you. It could lead you to being assassinated at James Cameron's party. Do you understand? Okay, you don't need to commit anymore. It's an improv scene.
And that is scene number one, ladies and Jews. You suggest a scene involving James Heaney, and we will kill him.
But maybe some scenes don't have to have James Heaney in it. I mean, I don't know. Maybe some. Maybe some.
Well, let's see what this next one brings us. Scene two comes from a different Joseph who wrote to the cast of Alchemy this. My name is Joseph. I work as a high-altitude beverage consultant. You know, an aisle donkey, a trolley dolly, a cockpit cruiser, or otherwise commonly known as a flight attendant. Anywho, your little show is a welcome relief most days. As soon as my duty day is done, y'all are the first thing I listen to when I step into the crew bus on the way to the layover hotel. On a recent such trip from Minneapolis, Minnesota, to Paris, France, I boarded the crew bus alongside 13 of my fellow crew members and popped in my earbuds to listen to the February 6, 2020 episode titled Taxidermist Hired at a Zoo. While listening, my earbuds died. The audio then began to play loudly from my mobile phone at that exact moment. Y'all started making aggressive sexual grunts of the bonobo monkey. Give us all a moment to remember that monkey. As the passionate panting continued, I fumbled for my phone. Before I could turn it off, Vanessa Ragland shouts, "And that one is taking a picture of the other one doing a circle jerk." A red-hot, fiery wave of embarrassment radiated across my body. Needless to say, it was a very long and terribly awkward flight back home. The first officer still won't make eye contact with me to this day. My scene suggestion is as follows. A clinically depressed children's birthday clown with a severe latex allergy arrives at their gig, which just happens to be the home of an ex-lover. I hope none of you are ever on my flights. Sincerely, Joseph from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Honey, Mr. Cameron?
What time is the clock?
Mr. Cameron?
Here. Yes.
Yes. We just want you to know that the party should be going off without a hitch in any moment. We're just getting everything
Why
set up.
Why would there be a hitch?
What
have you heard?
Nothing, sir. Just we're just
you,
a little
you didn't
delayed.
Hear anything about a hitch?
No. We're just a little delayed with the... With the entertainment, sir.
Excuse me, were you talking to me, James Cameron?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I was talking to you, Mr. Cameron. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm not sure why that other guy answered.
I don't know why I talked to him.
You know what I look like, right? I'm king of the world?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes, you look nothing the same. I was just letting the... it doesn't matter. The entertainment is a little late, sir. Just
Oh, really? Well...
Hey, Sarah, it's your manager.
Yeah.
Hey. Got you a gig.
Oh, hell yeah. I desperately need it.
Okay. You familiar with James Cameron?
Yeah. I am. He's king of the world.
Yeah. Say it again.
He's king of the world. And he used to be king of
my heart.
Well,
now. Say what?
He used to be king of my heart. I stalked him after I saw Titanic when I was 13, and 5 years later or so, I met him at a party, and he broke my heart.
Well, listen, I got some good news for you.
Okay.
You're going to be working a gig at his house as a clown. So I need you to turn that frown upside down, okay? Now, I know you have some allergies, so I'm going to leave that in your hands, okay? Hey, it pays 25 buckaroos an hour, so you're welcome.
Well, I desperately need $75.
Yeah, this is minimum 3 hours.
Susan, welcome to the costume department. Now, in front of you are several items you'll be using on your gig. First off, we have a red nose. Yes. Now, it might just seem like a regular nose, but if you press the center, it makes a little honk noise. Give it a try. That is fantastic. Now, on over here, we have a little rose. Yeah? Let's put it on the lapel of your shirt. And inside is a tube. Yeah? The tube will be going down to a little pumper in your pocket. If you press the pumper, a little bit of water will come out. Give it a try. Fantastic. And over here, we have a pair of shoes too big for one's feet normally. But inside, you'll see that the straps fit your feet perfectly. So you'll be able to move smoothly. Give it a try.
Wow.
Fantastic. Now, this is my favorite piece. What looks like a normal watch actually is a detonator. There's C4 all over the place, and if you press the time, hour button at the exact same time, it'll explode. Yes?
I just wanted to give you a heads up that maybe you didn't check the listing here, but it seems that she has a latex allergy. All of these things are... Well, maybe we should step aside and talk about this for a moment, Pierre.
All right, just remember, pressing time and hour at the same time will have the C4 explode, eh?
Yeah, won't that just explode my wrist off?
Yes. Yes, it will.
I feel like that's faulty. Moment. Okay, bye.
Hold on. Feel free to play with whatever, yeah?
Yeah, the rubber nose and the splooshy flower, those are both latex quality. Those products are going to give her a bad rash. Don't you understand that we're putting her in risk?
Allergies aren't real, don't you know that? Nah, please. It's just a figment of the imagination.
You know what? We can't prove them completely wrong, and until they are proven wrong, we should at least, you know, respect her wishes to not have latex, or at least warn her that, hey,
jealous,
this thing
Reginald,
on your nose...
You're jealous of my work.
I am not jealous.
Okay, kids, you guys having a good time?
Yeah!
Okay, good, good, good. Who had cake? Raise your hand.
Do a voice again.
No, I'm not doing that anymore. Now it's just me.
Do
just
a
Chris.
Voice again.
Okay, do a voice.
Do a voice.
Do the guy on the wharf.
Okay, listen, listen. I know we've been having a lot of fun together.
Do
but
a
I have...
voice. Do,
do
a voice.
Do a voice.
Do okay, a voice. Pick any country in the world I could do that accent.
Kentucky.
Country in the world. Sorry, kid, that's a state.
Kentucky.
Yeah, do okay. Kentucky.
My butt.
All right, now.
Chris, when you did my butt as as an accent, you got pretty offensive, and it was for kids.
Hey, they asked for it.
I know that, but I just want you to know Mr. Cameron's going to hear about this, and he's going to be pissed.
Okay, but surely... My butt impression was no worse than what happened with that fucking clown. That was a disaster. That was a disaster. And there's still blood all over the carpets.
Hey, we know that. Look, for whatever reason, Cameron's ex-lover. Look, you know what? I'm not even going to explain it. I'm just going to show the CCTV footage with video. All right?
Okay.
Just so we all remember what happened, right?
Okay. Let's watch.
Let's press it together.
It's a clown!
1 second, kids. I am so fucking itchy. James, you know what you did to me. And my throat's swelling up. So what I'm gonna do right now is I'm gonna hit time an hour and I'm gonna blow this shit. 3, 2, 1.
I'm sorry, do I know you? What? Oh, God. What's this? Please don't. Don't.
Ah, no.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's a bloodbath.
My face.
Cameron, it's all right, everybody. The party, my man.
I'm from Kentucky. I'll help you out.
All right, get the fuck out of here, Alvarado.
What?
Take your $50 and leave.
Pierre. It seems like she must have been allergic to more than just latex. What happened to her?
I don't know. Could you explain it?
Well, her wrist came off.
Right.
I don't understand what happened. We had the latex warnings. We gave it to her anyways, but somehow her wrist, she must have been allergic to C4.
Can I ask how you got the job here at the wardrobe?
I studied wardrobe, costuming, makeup for years.
You did? You weren't studying voices at the time?
No. Why would you say that?
I'm trying to place your accent. What do you suggest we do with a clown who falls apart and loses pieces of wardrobe?
Well, I think that it was Pierre's fault. I think that he didn't.
Do you want Pierre's job? Is that what this is about?
Yes. Please give it to me and let me be the one to tell him that I'm taking it.
Pierre, you've been listening all along.
Well, Mr. Bond, James Bond, very nice of you to give me this new watch. I don't understand why you'd give me a gift.
Yes, of course. Well, it looks good on you, does it not?
Well, it does, but we are rivals, enemies. And yet here I have a gift from you. Makes me suspicious.
I assure you, the gift is one that keeps on giving. You'll soon discover what that means.
Wait, that seems dangerous.
Yeah, how do your balls feel right now?
Well, tingly? Rather light. Light? Tickly?
Tickly.
Yeah.
Yes, it's working.
Okay, well then I appreciate it. I thought this watch was going to blow me up.
So he just gave you a watch and your balls sort of tickling?
Yeah, man, it's fucking cool. Like, I think he and I have really patched things up. You want to try it on?
That's great. Yeah, I'd love to.
Hold on. Look at me. Tell me you want to try it on.
Can I try it on?
Hold on, my snakes are fucking out of the cage. Look at that fucking snake.
Jesus, man, you don't got to kill the goddamn snake if it comes out of the cage.
Don't tell me I had a fucking... Don't tell me how to take care of my snakes.
Here, put this watch on. Wild, man, that you just like killed the snake.
Put this watch on.
Yes, I want to watch it. Jeez. Your time is off. Your time and hour is off.
Oh, fix that.
All right, here we go. Yeah.
Your balls feel good, huh?
Yeah, man, I made that blow up noise. And then my balls just started feeling tingly.
Hell yeah. Hey, I'm glad you and I smoke weed together in my garage, man. Because, you know, being a villain is hard.
Do you mind if I just like take this watch around for a little bit, like just like a couple weeks, a couple months?
Do whatever you want, dude. Do whatever you want.
Thank you, man. This is fucking nice.
Hey, thanks for not telling anybody I'm a Bond villain. I appreciate that.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. It just seems like something you might want to say to people.
Come on, man. We smoke weed together. I wouldn't do that shit.
Hell yeah. Hey, if you look underneath the watch, you'll see an inscription.
Yeah.
It says where the watch was made and a little note.
It says, but Kentucky, yeah. Word made. And the little inscription says, from Bond to villain, may we always see each other. This is long for the back of a goddamn. From Bond to villain, may we always see each other on the road, no matter bumpy or smooth. I like you a lot. You're a good guy, good friend. You've always been there for me, even though, you know, we always fight and whatnot. But, so he just, okay, this is just rambling. This is insane. But no matter what, you're still my guy. I love you. And I want you to be the father of my child.
I know, dude. I know. Mr. Cameron, hi. I'm the doctor.
What's going on?
Yes, I'm talking to Mr.
I think he's talking to me. I think he's talking
to Mr. Cameron.
I'm sorry.
So I don't think she's expecting you. She did blow herself up at your child's party, but it's nice of you to be here.
Yeah, I just hired a clown for variety's sake. Chris Alvarado can't do all of my parties.
Yeah. Oh, tell me about it. Well,
next time I need to entertain some kids, I'm just going to show them director's cut of The Abyss.
I don't get that. Listen, it's usually only families allowed into the room, but you are the king of the world, so.
That's right. I have access to all private hospital rooms.
That's right. Here she is.
Hi. It's me, James Cameron.
What are you doing here?
I just came to check in on you, see how you are. You blew yourself up at my party with a latex wristwatch.
Yeah, well, I'm not even successful at that.
Well, you're going to live.
That
your
sucks.
Your wrist is badly damaged.
Yeah.
They say your wrist is not going to work. Your hand is fine. The rest of your arm is fine. You will have no wrist.
It's a tiny explosion. It's literally held on by wires.
Look, the kids were horrified, but I think they grew up today.
James, can we say what's really going on here? You are a 65-year-old man who started dating an 18-year-old in secret. and you shattered.
Hey, I'm sorry. I can't make that boop noise anymore. I'm going to leave it to another room.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Dominic. Thanks. Thank you, Dominic.
Thanks, Dominic.
You broke my heart, James. I loved you. I'm sorry.
Was that your flower?
No, it was my butt.
You need to see a straw doctor.
Hey, listen.
Look, we had some good times, didn't we?
Yes. I loved you. Of course we had good times. You're the love of my life. And then you just went on and on about making the third Avatar. It's too expensive, James.
It's going to come out someday. It is.
yeah, maybe in 25 years. But you'll be dead by then.
No. I'm paying a guy to keep me alive. Whether it's just head or brain or thought waves, I'm going to stay alive in some form for eternity. I'm going to live under the sea.
I'm sorry. I keep farting.
That's all right.
I just...
Look, I didn't realize you'd fallen on hard times, that you had to do birthday clown work. The most humiliating work in all of show business.
Yeah, it's really, really embarrassing. And I needed that $75 to keep my lights on. So
I'll write you a check.
I don't want to be charity for you, James.
No, you earned it. 3 hours of work.
I blew myself up the first 20 minutes I was there. Listen. I'm going to get out of here with my weird wire wrist, and I'm
going to make intensive Avatar. Care. You can't leave.
I'm going to make Avatar 3. That's right.
Really? You're going to make
it before you can make it.
Well, good luck with that.
I just left the room for a second. I don't know where the hell she went. I just couldn't make that noise anymore. I just had to leave.
You take this.
What do you mean? If you think that the day we walked in here we became doctors, you're wrong. A lot of people, sometimes if you can't have the stamina to boop a long, long time, then how are you supposed to be in a 12-hour surgery?
Well, what do you mean if, when you think have we you, came in here we were doctors?
Luke, have you ever stopped booping because you were too tired to keep booping in a room?
Oh, hell no.
No. And you wouldn't have been a doctor if you did, would you?
Right. I mean, you learned that in your residency. You got to boop.
So when you walked out of that room, that was you forfeiting your job here. So you will never be a doctor at this hospital.
Okay.
Or you find that woman and you bring her back into intensive care.
No, you're right. I shouldn't work here. I shouldn't work here.
Well, but if you could find her back, you might have another turn. Otherwise, we're going to have to look for her, and we're doctors, so we kind of have to do doctoring.
I get that, but I just got fired. I got a lot on my head. So
excuse me, I'm sorry. You two looking for a patient somewhere? And can I ask why you're dressed like doctors?
Oh, I'm a doctor.
Well, I'm a doctor.
Right, I'm the head administrator here at the hospital, and I don't recognize any of you.
Did you want to smell the flower on my lapel?
Are you guys doing bits? Is this bits? Are you doing skits and sketches? That's a snake.
Yeah, that's right. And I will kill it right in front of you.
Okay.
Don't kill it, Luke. Well, he's a doctor. Don't do it.
He's clearly a doctor. But I don't know about you two clowns.
Well, I'm a doctor. You might not notice my face because I usually have a little mask on it.
I'm sorry. So while the rest of us went to medical school, you just had to say the words, "I'm a doctor."
Oh, please. I spent my time in the room pooping as long as another doctor would have. Boop.
Can you do that?
Yeah, of course I could. I mean, I'm not going to. Don't put me on the spot right now.
Well, 007, your ex-lover and number one villain has struck again. Apparently, he's disguised himself as a doctor at a hospital and is hiring men to make boop noises.
Is there no end to his madness?
Double O, so, look at the new technologies we have here at the table. Hmm?
What is this pinky ring? It's a tiny cock ring. Is it a tiny cock ring?
Yes, it is, exactly. So with a thin and small enough peony, you'll slip this ring on it, make sure the ring hits the sunlight, and you'll see a nice little horse. It's like a little image.
Why are you presenting this to me?
I just want you to see it. Now look at this. Now look at it. We have two sets of shoes, one brown, one black. Which one do you
Let's
like better?
Let's get back to the ring. Am I to wear this on my pinky?
No. It's to be slipped on your thin pee-pee, Devilo.
Oh, you say that with such assuredness.
And Q, you've jumped the gun a little bit. He'll normally go to your lab after I have this meeting with him. You really couldn't resist showing the newest technology, could you?
I couldn't wait, sir.
You found it all in your attaché case, I see.
Yes, so just slip it on.
All right, fine. The cock ring goes on. Yes.
I need to make it smaller. I'll be back.
And that's scene two. Whoop. Scene three comes to us from patron VIP Zach, who wrote, "Good morning, Alchemist. I've written a couple of times before, and you recently uploaded a 360 video for your Patreon supporters of my first email suggestion. It was exceptionally satisfying to watch the Alchemist react to my shitty life. Details in postscript for clarification." We jump to those details. P.S. I am the guy who was living in England, the land of perpetual drizzle and darkness, raising twin boys alone when my wife left me for another guy, all the while dealing with my wonderful father's slow slide into the grave. But I said it funnier the first time, I swear. Now back to his current letter. I wanted to reach out and tell you guys that I'm finally back in the United States, living in New Mexico, which is where I had always wanted to live. Oh! And my children are adjusting well to being able to go outside without layering up in the waterproof misery. Things are still difficult, but being here is certainly helping. As for my scene recommendation, the illustrious Mr. Heaney. Oh, no. Recently unveiled a wonderful skill at doing a demonic voice. Because he says it doesn't hurt his throat, I would like to hear James S. Satan, being Hell's manager, fielding complaints from his demon employees and perhaps even some of the damned. As I said before, I am proud to be a Patreon supporter. I love this show. I almost feel like you all are friends of mine in the least creepy possible way with a complete stranger that can be. Thank you all for doing what you do. From New Mexico, with love, Zach A. Thank you, Zach.
All right. Are there really any, fan mail for me today?
Yes, sir. Just, all right, I mean, this very large stack, but I brought in three. I'm going to start with the second one.
Okay. That's good.
Dear Satan, while it's a pleasure working for you, I feel that the hours are not long enough. Sincerely, Joey Grip.
Oh my gosh, not long enough. There's only 24 hours in a day. What do you want me to do? Bring Joey Greer to me.
Okay. 1 second, let me just tack that in, and you should be
Well.
Oh my god. Oh my god, where the fuck am I?
You're in hell, Joey. I just read your complaint that you don't work long enough.
What? That I don't work long enough? No, my family. I wrote a fan letter to you.
Yeah, but it said that the hours were not long enough.
Yeah, I wish there were more hours.
Okay. Well, then okay. Why do you then just stop taking time off and just continue to work past the clock?
No. What the fuck are you talking about, Satan? I'm saying that I wish there were more hours in the fucking day, Satan.
To work. Excuse me, Mr. Greer, if you wouldn't mind bowing and not talking to Satan like that.
I like that. Satan, listen, what I'm saying is I wish there was more hours in the day. You can do that. Look, I bow to you. I pray to you. How many sacrifices do I make to you, huh? Okay, can't you make the days go a little longer?
Okay. All right, how many hours extra do you want?
Let's do two more hours.
Two. Every day of the week, two extra hours.
Yeah, I think that's just enough to throw everything into the shit, right?
All right, Minion, could you get me two of my imps by my side?
Right away, yes, of course.
We'll get this straightened out right away, Joey.
You got a really nice place.
Well, thank you. It's a hell of a place.
Yes, Satan's requested imps. Could I have some volunteers, please?
Yes!
There's one. I need one more, please.
Sure.
Can you give me a little more?
Danny, give him some imp.
Oh, you're great. Imp two. Can I get a little more?
Imp.
Yeah, this is Satan, though, right? So all powerful.
Imp.
Okay. Yeah, let's go with that then. Okay, right this way. Satan, you're two imps.
Hail Satan! Yes, hail Satan!
Very hail well, and
hail Satan! Hey,
are you fucking joking me?
Yikes. What's up?
I would love to choke you.
No! Are you joking me? And you're fine. I like you great, but you, imp number two, I need more pizzazz.
Hail Satan! Satan! Satan!
Excuse me, but are you bored with your job?
Yes, sire.
Well, what do you really want to be doing?
I want to go to the scariest place in all the galaxy. I want to go...
This is hell.
To New Mexico.
New Mexico.
That's where the real terror lies.
All right, well, this is what I need. I need you to slow the Earth's rotation just a little so that it's 2 hours longer. You could probably do that from New Mexico. Imp number one.
Yes.
Go to New Mexico with imp number two.
I would love to. The land of enchantment.
Joey, will you please oversee?
Yes, I mean, pretty much the whole farm here is just sand. You know what I mean? But if you, depending on how much water you get on it, I mean, you could grow almost anything here, man. I mean, it's not too bad, but yeah.
And
you know,
and what does Albuquerque mean to you?
Albuquerque to me means shithole. If I can be honest with you. But no, I'm just messing. They got some good bars, man. They got some good bars and whatnot. But yeah, I mean, you're what, 30 minutes outside Albuquerque, you know? So you can just pop in there whenever the hell you want. You know, there's a Costco. But that's about it.
Do you worship?
Oh, yeah. Everyone out here, we believe in Satan.
Very well. Very well.
Yes, are you looking to buy the property? Or are you
Yeah. Buy the property. By the way, my friend here is single.
All right. Okay, holy shit. All right. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm good. Your friend seems to, I don't know, there's something underneath your friend's skin that seems to be moving. I'm not 100% with... All right, yeah.
As you can see, my tongue is forked. Better to lick you with, my dear.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to leave the keys here in the dirt and keep my distance from y'all. And then I'm just going to go back to my truck and get the hell out. But feel free to call me if you need something or whatnot. Numbers are in the fridge, all right?
Okay. M2, I'm sorry that didn't go as planned. I thought maybe perhaps we could find you a lover here in New Mexico, the darkest place in all the galaxy.
I don't know. The sky looks pretty wide open, and the Sandia Mountains turn pink at sunset, which is why they're called Sandias.
Anyway, let's start digging.
Hey, I noticed you sitting alone. You mind if I join you?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
Yeah, just... just wanted to say hi.
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Enjoying your social distancing?
Well, not very much. That's why I'm sitting 2 feet from you.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask if you could make it six.
Six? Okay. Well, that seems to be the standard.
You know what? Before you move, let's be crazy. Let's be nuts. Let's be two completely insane individuals who sit 2 feet from each other. Let's see what that brings.
All right.
Anybody you know been infected?
Yeah, several.
Okay, let me just move over here. That's better.
But I'm asymptomatic, so.
Hey, fellas, you need a drink? You guys doing okay over here?
Yeah, I'll take a margarita on the rocks, salt.
Sounds good. And hey, just a little FYI, I don't know if you heard, among all the news, we have 2 extra hours today. So,
oh wow, 26 hour day.
26 hour day.
Yep. Quick question. I know you're a liquor store. I didn't realize you could also make drinks. Is that
well? In this time, it's like I'll do whatever I can. Make a couple bucks.
Right on.
And you were just sitting here anyway, right?
Yep.
Well, people don't typically sit in liquor stores, but you're doing that. I'm doing this. Look at us. We're going crazy.
That's the whole idea. I like it. Can I get a like a sandwich too?
Sure. Sure. Hey, happy 2 hours extra long day.
Yeah, I'll take a sandwich as well if you're making them.
You got it. I only make one sandwich though.
Sure.
One style. Okay.
I wasn't going to specify what I wanted. Whatever you can make is fine by me.
Y'all, what are you going to
do with your extra 2 hours?
Probably worship.
Oh. Do you go somewhere for that?
Oh, I do. Into a dark, dark place.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Tell me more about the dark place.
Well, I call him Satan. You can call him whatever you want. The dark divine. Your choice.
You're kidding, right?
Oh, no. No, he's the reason why we have the 2 extra hours. He's the reason why everything is the way it is, and I like it.
The virus is his doing?
Yeah, you call it the virus. We call it the blessing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, here you are. Here's your sandwiches.
Well, it's a big one.
You want to split one? Save the rest
of it. He made one for each of us. So. Yeah. I'll save half of it for later, I think. Yeah, well, that's intriguing. I just might start worshiping Satan. Thank you.
I mean, let's be honest. What are you doing anyway? What are you taking longer walks now? You're doing some online yoga.
What are the benefits from joining this Satan thing?
First of all, I got a whole new lease on life. I mean, look at me. I'm making sandwiches. I'm making drinks here. I'm doing it. It opens up a world of possibilities.
Whole new lease.
And also, it really. Really validates that darkness we all feel anyway. Why are we trying to get rid of that darkness?
What can you do about penis size? Mine's real thin.
Hey, if Super I were you, thin. I'd pray to him tonight and see if you can have a conversation with him.
Because it was like a pinky ring just keeps sliding off.
Oh, so the length is good. You're just worried about the circumference?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still the big swelling, sweaty balls, but like a pencil, number two pencil.
My circumference is good. Length, no good.
No good. Mine's like my wife calls it mine a stir stick. But
now, do most people who worship Satan do in exchange for penis size or girth?
I think that's an option. I think you need to take it up with him. Now, I do nightly sacrifices.
Okay. Sorry, there's an option to take it up with him. You mean directly communicate to with him?
Here, close your eyes right now and repeat after me.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. Sweet, sweet Satan.
Sweet, sweet Satan.
I'm just going to watch this.
Sure.
See how it turns out.
The darkness of my life.
The darkness of my life.
With my eyes closed.
With my eyes closed.
May you give me sight.
May you give me sight.
And I am here.
Holy shit.
Jesus.
Nope.
No. Not Jesus.
My mistake. I did not mean I thought you were.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
Well,
Jesus.
No. That was just a term of. It's not important. Satan, sir, I can't believe this is happening. Okay. I have so many questions.
Go. Give me the second. Third.
Were you and God really close at one point?
At one point, yeah, we were like tennis partners.
You played doubles?
We played doubles.
Against? With who?
Unstoppable.
Who'd you play against?
You know, we would just play against anybody that was willing to take a chance at, but they never won.
Oh, I see. So
what do you need from me? I'm busy.
What was the falling out? Was it tennis related?
No, it had nothing to do with tennis.
Okay, fair enough. Can you give me a hint?
Really into torture and damnation. He's just not into that stuff.
I'm just going to take my sandwich and go.
Oh, you didn't need anything?
No, I think I'm good. Boy, I'm really glad that I didn't repeat after that satanic prayer.
Okay. So.
Best of luck, though. Thanks. Sounds intriguing, everything you're doing.
All right. Yeah, I appreciate that, but you can go.
All right, take care.
That guy was so cool. I wish he would have stayed. But I do have questions for you, Satan. Like, example, there's certain people.
I'm not here to answer questions. I'm here to grant wishes, take souls, and sacrifices.
Okay. Then I'll use my wish as sort of a.
Who is this guy?
He's got a penis question, sire.
Okay. A penis question
or a question?
It's not a question. It's not a question, sir.
All right.
But I would like to incorporate into my wish a desire for enlightenment. So while I would like to no longer have a pencil thin cock, when someone succeeds beyond their actual talent, like let's just say, I don't know, Scott Baio, is it, you know, I always would joke, this guy's clearly using Satan's cock as a salt lick. You know what I mean? Just as like a joke.
Yeah.
But does that happen? I mean, when people do better than...
You get better stuff when you use me as a salt lick, but you don't have to. You could do sacrifices and be a liquor store clerk.
These appointed positions that you make?
It's really up to you. It's kind of like, what are you willing to give?
I'm willing to give anything for this normal-looking cock. So what you tell me.
Well, that's a pretty easy request. So I guess maybe sharing your HBO password. I don't know. What do you got to give? Or soul. One option, soul.
Done.
Otherwise, you tell me.
So wait a second. It's between HBO password and my soul?
Well, what do you got?
I mean, I have both of those.
For a dick. I mean, I'm not going
to. Il Papa. There is a news that the Satan has come back to Earth.
The Satan has come back.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And he is taking everyone's HBO Go password.
Well, we've got to speak to our people and make sure they do not give that password out no matter what.
No matter what. Okay, so do you say you want me to text people, or you want to go out to the Basilica and tell people, or do you want to do a live stream and tell the people, you go.
Well, I was going to ask if you're on a text thread with all the 1 billion Catholics.
Oh, yeah, I am. But the text charge is so much.
Oh, it's so much because you're going in different zones, yes?
I see. Then some people, they have the green, you know?
Il padrino, I have brought you your lunch. It's a papparelli, a spaghetti, a rigatoni, a lasagna, a angel hair, a spirelli. Rigatoni, a spumoni.
The spumoni to finish spumoni, with is very good. Oh, arigatoini is that Japanese pasta, right? Yes.
That's going to be scene three on our show for today. Oh, man. I want to thank all of our alchemists, starting with Jessica Lowe. Thank you for joining us once again. Having you here.
Thank you so much. Please follow Sunny is a good boy on Instagram.
Sunny is a good boy. That's S-O-N-N-Y.
Yes.
Sunny's a good is a good boy. Check that out for all the progress reports. I look forward to each and every damn one of them. Craig Kukowski, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you. Hail Satan. Thank you, my lord, for all of the work that you've done for me in my career. Yeah. The bargain worked out perfectly. And go to westsidecomedy.com for live streaming shows and classes. Just to support the arts during this challenging time.
Thank you so much for that. James Heaney?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. The voice was a little harder to do at length. It hurt a little.
Oh, okay.
Just to follow up on what Craig was saying, though, if you want to watch the West Side Comedy shows, you're going to go to Twitch and search for West Side Comedy Theater. That's where they're going to be live at. That's the easiest way to find them. And as far as I know, it's every day at 7 p.m. There might be some exceptions, but that's the time.
Would it in fact be twitch.com/?
It's actually twitch.tv/West Side Comedy. And I think it's West Side Comedy Theater, but it might just be West Side Comedy.
We'll get you the information, folks, next time. A little more succinct, but I love the awareness and sharing of it, James. Thank you. Chris Alvarado.
Yeah, thanks so much. I like the idea of talking about the West Side Comedy Theater Twitch, because a lot of our listeners don't get to see us often, and this is a great opportunity to be able to just tune in and see what some of your favorite alchemists are up to. And Joey, you know what I mean? It's just kind of nice.
Great segue.
And also, just thanks for everybody who's listening. We're doing this remotely. I don't know if that's said often. I'm sure it is. But just this is, we're having fun doing this, and we hope it's bringing you a little laughter.
Thank you for that, buddy. Joey Greer.
Also, hail Satan. And check out, I want to be doing live streams on Alchemy This, so we'll keep you posted on that. So get on the Instagram to see some Instagram lives. We'll get on there, answer questions, do some stupid shit.
And, yeah, I imagine there's a way to do a way. There's got to be a way to do a, one of our monthly cast hangs. We missed the munch of March. Mm-hmm. I'm going to chalk it up to the world order, but take responsibility as well. And like others,
you know what? Just really quick, somebody asked about that in the Reddit, in the subreddit. They said, "Will the monthly hangout still be happening?" So I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, I felt like this was a bit of a doing for all of us to get together for this and figure out the mechanics of it. And as we get a little more comfortable with it, I did notice that on this Zoom app down at the bottom, there is an option to record. Is that what I think it is, Joey?
Yeah.
Okay. So it looks like I'll wrangle some peeps in the next week or so separately from our Wednesday recording sessions and see who can just hang for a little bit to specifically answer your questions live? Is there a live chat option?
Honestly, I'm recording this right now on my computer, and the same button I use to click to record, if I just go half an inch down, would stream it live. So there would be no difference from this experience to making it live.
Okay. We just figured it out within that conversation, and I thank you all for listening. I want to thank Doug Bame for our executive wonderkind producer and engineer who's helped so very, very much. Also trying to smooth out the post-production of this process. So bear with us. And thank you all very much for hanging in there. If we're doing anything you like, please let us know with a review, and also write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. I'm Kevin Pollak. Until next time, and as always,
Alchemy This.